What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Living Transparent. My name is Ashley. Oh my goodness, does it feel great to say that? Just simply saying welcome back to Living Transparent. I have not said that in a while, and it feels like weird, like good weird, you know, just to be recording and just to be back here again. And really, it's all God that I get to do this one more time and that I have the privilege of recording again. And I know it's been a while, so I kind of want to do this intro just in case we have some new people that are listening or watching, just because it has been a while. So this is a Christian-based podcast that allows us to grow together as we dive into the gospel and as we share personal testimonies. And that's not to say that if you aren't Christian, you shouldn't listen. You should actually stick around because you came across this for a reason. And my prayer is that every person that watches or hears this is blessed by the Lord and has a personal and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. All right, back to it. I was like telling myself, I was like, oh, how am I going to start? You know, it's been so long. So I'll start there. Let's just say it's been so long, but no, it has been so long, guys. It's been a while. I don't even remember the last time I recorded. That's how long it's been. It's been too long, but like I said, I thank God that I am recording again and that I'm just here, just, you know, like being obedient again and just like getting it together. And so I'll start off with this last semester for me was really hard. You know, I'm not using that as an excuse, like as towards why I wasn't recording. It's part of what I am speaking about today. And it's also what I'm going to speak about today. I truly believe that it is going to help someone and that it is going to open spiritual eyes and just, it's just going to allow you to just challenge yourself in a way to just listen to the voice of God and just to attain the promises and remain in the anointing of God. So, okay. This last semester was crazy for me. It was hectic. And I kept telling myself, guys, first of all, let me say this. I lied to myself. I was like my worst enemy. I kept lying to myself. I kept telling I kept telling myself like, no, I'll record next time. I'll record this week. I'll record next week. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I kept telling myself that stuff. And it did not happen. Long story short, that was it. You know, it didn't happen. It wasn't happening. And I just kept lying to myself and I kept making up these excuses. So yeah, I was like, let me just adjust to my schedule. And apparently it took me the whole semester to finally adjust to my schedule until now. You know, like that is crazy. That is insane. Like, so ashamed to just like, you know, say that I was like just being so in a way uncommitted and disobedient. And that's what I'm going to touch on today. But before I move ahead, I just want to say that, yes, there was this pause of silence where I wasn't necessarily recording, but that doesn't mean that my relationship with God was silent. I feel like I was more intentional with the way that I spent time with God, in a way, because I made sure that I still had my quiet time, that I would read the Bible, that I would pray, that I would surround myself with a godly community. And let me just pause right there because I want to say something so important on that, on a godly Christian community. I feel like I can never not say this enough. It is so important to surround yourself with a godly community. It is so important to just have people that constantly push you closer to Christ around you. And actually, I've been reading this book. It's called Letters to the Church by Francis Chan. And last night, I was just reading how the church has to be united and how there has to be a devotion that the church acquires and that we just all have to constantly push each other to be better and constantly push each other to just live as Jesus did and just to live in a loving way. And last time I also had the privilege of giving Bible study and we touched on how we are all one body and how we are the body of Christ and how we all function together. And I think that is like, it just is a perfect picture of how a Christian community can really help. because someone can be having trouble, someone can like be like, you know, dragging, but then there's those around them that pick you up, that lift you up in faith, that tell you, hey, no, come on, like, you gotta move on, like, come on, you gotta, like, you know, keep your eyes set on Jesus. And I just want to like elaborate that it is so important just to have those type of people around you, people that keep you accountable and people that constantly remind you of the purpose that God has for your life. And I am so glad that I have found those people. You know, like, I love my church so much, and I love the youth from my church. Like, they are literally some of my best of friends. And I don't know, I just love them so much, honestly, truly. They're amazing because they it's so funny too, because it's like so random too. Like, so we went like on a little trip for Memorial Day, and it was like in the randomest place too, outside an ice cream shop, where we kind of all started like confronting each other, like, hey, why aren't you like doing this? Like, hey, why did you stop doing this? Like, hey, you need to get better at this. Like, hey, you need to go to prayer. Like, you know, it's like stuff like that. And so they did confront me. And so, yeah, that's the reason why, you know, I was like, no, girl, like, Ashley, come on, like, snap out of it, like, get it together. And also, oh my gosh, one of my friends, it's kind of funny, but then it's like, oh, you know, he texted me, and he was like, hey, Ash, how are you? And I was like, oh, I'm doing great, you know, how are you? And then he was like, did you forget about the podcast? And I was like, no, I did not forget about the podcast, you know, but it might have seemed that way, but I did not, because let me tell you guys, the podcast was always in the back of my mind. It was always like, I kid you not, I'd be like showering, I'd be like, you know, getting like ready to go to bed, and all I could think about was like, Ashley, you haven't been recording. Like, Ashley, come on, you haven't been getting it together. Like, Ashley, you need to record, you know. And it was just constantly like this conviction that I constantly had. And well, I kept being disobedient in a way, but it was because of just people around me that just kept motivating me and kind of kept challenging me and kept like confronting me and kept keeping me accountable, that I was like, oh my gosh, like, come on, like, Ashley, like, you need to like step up, you need to like, you know, act in faith, you need to be obedient to God's word, and you just need to be obedient to the purpose that God has placed in your life. And like I said, recording was always in the back of my mind, you know, because like, yes, I was reading the Bible, I was going to church, I was praying, I was filling my cup, but I wasn't overflowing to other people, you know. I wasn't sharing the word of God to other people as much as I used to before when I stopped recording. And in a way, I was kind of being selfish, you could say, because I was just like, you know, I was just like kind of like feeding myself, you know. I was kind of just like, okay, like, I'm taking it all in, I'm taking the word of God all in, I'm taking all these sermons in, I'm taking everything in, but I'm not like acting out on it, I'm not like letting that light of God shine through me, you know. And I wasn't like fully like speaking out on it, I wasn't like really like being obedient, because I was just not sharing with other people. And I felt horrible, you know, like, I truly did feel horrible. Like, I just felt like this, like, my heart would genuinely hurt, and I felt like this, like, gut-wrenching feeling, even when I just knew that I wasn't, like, doing what God had called me to do, or what God has called me to do. And I was, in a way, like, just being, like, I was in a way I was like holding back, you know, like, I was missing the part where I would share my faith to others. And if you guys are watching, this is like my little like note for today. You know, it hits hard when you like go back to paper, because usually I like do all my notes on my iPad, but this time, like, it was so random too. When I started writing, I think I was reading my Bible or something, and I just picked up a paper and I just kind of started writing, and it just like, you know, I just wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. So I didn't even want to rewrite it, because this paper, like, powerful notes right here. But like I was saying, like, I wasn't being obedient to God's word, because one of the greatest commissions that we all have and one of the callings that we all have is to go out and make disciples and share the word of God and testify of the goodness of God. That is found in Matthew 28:19. And like I said right now, like, one of my friends confronted me, and we were all just kind of, like, you know, keeping each other accountable. So one of my friends said something that actually, like, struck me. Like, it kind of, like, felt like a punch. I mean, I've never been punched, but, you know, it felt like, I don't know, it just it felt like something, like, hit me. I was like, that hit hard, you know. And he said, "We got too comfortable and weren't doing what we are supposed to." He said this when we were outside that ice cream shop, and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, that is so true. I felt like I was in this comfort place. Like, I was just holding back because I was like, you know what? I'm studying. You know what? I'm in school. You know what? I'm doing this. And it kind of felt like I was being on this, like, superficial, like, level in my faith, when we're not called to live like that, when we're called to live in boldness, when we're called to just testify about the goodness of God. And when he said that, I was like, oh my gosh, like, just call me out like that. Like, in a comfort zone, you're never gonna grow, and you're never gonna, like, fully do what God has called you to do when you're in this place of comfort. I strongly believe that Christianity and a life of a Christian is actually uncomfortable, because you're often put in those places where you have to, like, you know, go talk to someone, where you have to, like, show love to one another, and when you have to, like, just speak out. And sometimes, like, you don't want to do it, but the Spirit empowers you to go out and be bold in that way. For some reason, I was in this comfort zone, you could say, and I was just in this zone where I was believing the lies of the enemy as well. I remember that, you know, I guess you could say because of school, I don't really know, but I was, like, being filled with doubt, I was being filled with anxiety, I was being filled with fear, I was just being filled with stress, and I just, like, was entertaining the lies of the enemy, you know, like, it was bad, and it was, like, lies of, like, oh, Ashley, like, you shouldn't even record because you're not even, like, you know, like, it was just doubt, like, Ashley, don't even do this because you can't even, like, you know, you're not capable of doing that, like, why are you gonna do that, you know, just stop doing it. And it was just, like, these crazy lies that were coming at me, and that I was entertaining that in a way. I was like, yeah, that's right, let me just make an excuse that I'm busy, let me make the excuse of, like, you know, I don't have enough time. But let me tell you this, there is literally no good excuse that you can use against God, or that you can use, like, you know, to stop from what God has called you to do. It's not like God's gonna be like, oh, that's right, Ashley doesn't have time, I didn't think about that. Oh, that's right, Ashley's stressed, I did not think about that. Like, no, literally, there is no good excuse. Like, when it comes to the anointing, and when it comes to the calling of God, there are no excuses. And when God calls you, oh, he's gonna use you. Like, when God has anointed you, it's because he has anointed you, and because God is gonna use you for a greater and bigger purpose. But I was just strongly believing the lies of the enemy, right? And I remember this so specifically. So I had this routine that before going to school, I had to read my Bible. Like, I just had to at least get one chapter out. And something that, I don't know if I heard it somewhere or if I just started saying it, but obviously you guys heard the phrase of an apple a day keeps a doctor away. Well, I changed that up, and I was like, a verse a day keeps the devil away. A chapter a day keeps the devil away, you know? So I was just like, make sure that I would read the Bible before going to school. And when I read this, so this is in 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5. When I read this, oh my gosh, because like I said right now, I was filling myself with so much fear, so much anxiety, and just so many lies of the enemy, that when I read this, I literally, like, I was like, God, you are so good. Like, thank you for reminding me of your promise. Thank you for reminding me that in you I have purpose, that in you I just have everything that I need. And so it says, do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? And when I read that, I was like, oh my gosh, it felt like my eyes were open. It felt like, Ashley, this is exactly what you needed to hear. And I'll just read it again. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? And when I tell you that, that opened, like, the truth for me again, because I wasn't believing biblical truths, you know, because nowhere in the Bible can I find anywhere that says dwelling your anxiety, you're not worth it, you can't do it, like, you're incapable. But it's actually the opposite. In the Bible, I find, you know, you are worthy, for God so loved you that he sent his one and only son to die for you, that the Holy Spirit dwells in you, that I am a temple of God. You know, that is biblical truth. And when I read this, I was like, man, I have been living and I have been entertaining the lies of the enemy, and I have been living in the identity that the enemy wants me to live, which is the identity of defeat. And I was like, that's not a way that I should be living. It was literally, I would read like my Bible at 6 a.m. It was 6 a.m. and I was like, oh my gosh, like, God, you are just speaking so clearly to me right now, and you're just like instructing me that I need to live by the truth. Live by the truth, because Jesus Christ is in me. And you know, that just opened my eyes so much. And in this place of comfort, I was making a ton of excuses, right? And then I read this, that Jesus Christ is in you. And I'm like, yes, Jesus Christ is in me. You know, Jesus Christ dwells in me. The Holy Spirit is in me. I am a temple of the Spirit. But then there was like still something that I was kind of like just still holding back a little bit, you know? Like, I was just, there was just something that was just stopping me from like truly committing, you could say, to just what God had called me to do, you know? And it was just these constant, genuine excuses. And like I said, like, I was in this place of comfort. But the thing is, and this is so good, is that you cannot run away from the promises of God. You cannot run away from the calling that God has given you. And for me, that gives me comfort. And maybe for some people, it might be like, oh, well, I don't like the calling that God has given me, and I kind of want to run away from it. Well, let me tell you something, like, and God has called you for that, and God will use you for what he has called you. Because when God calls and when God anoints, like, there is nothing that can come in between that. And there's actually this song that I love, and in Spanish, it's a Spanish worship song, and it's called Nadie Puede Detenerlo. Oh my gosh, I love that song. And it basically says how no one can stop, no one can attain what God has in your life, and nothing can come against what God has called you to do. And as I was writing this, you know, like, before I was writing this, I'm gonna be straight up genuine right here and straight up honest, I broke down before writing this, because I feel like I need to give backstory to this first. Okay, let me okay, so I did break down. You know, I was writing and I was like, God, I am so sorry for letting go of the promise and for letting go of what you have spoken over my life, right? I'll start off with that backstory. So I had been praying for a while, like a long time, like, God, like, confirm what it is that you have for me, confirm the ministry in my life, confirm the calling that you have for my life. You know, it was like constant prayer that I would pray. And I would also just, like, in this prayer, when I would pray this, I would be like, God, like, if I'm doing the right thing, like, tell me that I'm doing the right thing. Like, if I'm not, like, living by your word, if I'm not, like, going into the direction where you want me to go, then, like, tell me, you know. And it was just like me asking for confirmation from God. And then, okay, like, that happened, right? So then it was time for camp, for church camp. My church always has a camp once a year, and we had it, like, in October. So this has been a while, you know, this has been a while. And so this is where it gets crazy, too, because at first I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I love church camp. You know, there's just something about, like, being disconnected from kind of, like, you know, your daily life, and from going out, like, you know, out in the woods or something, or with your church, and just, like, connecting with the presence of God. There's just something so powerful with that. And I was excited, you know, I was thrilled. I was like, yes, I can't wait for camp. Oh my gosh. And then I come to find out that, oh, like, coming back from camp, I would have an exam for chemistry. And at this point, I was, like, in a place where I really needed to get a good grade for this class. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to go to camp anymore. I was like, I'm not going to go to camp. So my mind was kind of set on that, you know, I'm not going to go to camp. And my mom was like, are you sure? Like, no, you need to go. Come on. And it was, I kid you not, it was like maybe a day before going to camp. I was like, no, you know what? I'm going. It does not matter. You know, I was like, God, this test is in your hands. Like, this class is in your hands. I was like, God, like, you're just going to help me, because I'm not going to have time to study. You know, I was like, okay, fine, whatever. I'm going to camp. So I went to camp. And let me tell you, it was such a blessing from God, and I am just so content in the way that God works, because God spoke so clearly to me in camp. And it was like the second day, you know, I had been praying what I just spoke about, like confirmation from God, and just God, like, help me if I'm doing the right thing, like, you know, like, if I am doing the right thing, like, lead me more into your presence. And just, you know, I was just praying that. No one knew about that, obviously. You know, it was during my quiet time. I wouldn't go out telling the whole world, I'm praying about this. You know, no, it was between me and God. So then, you know, the pastor's preaching, and then he does, like, a calling. You know, he speaks over my life. And at first, I didn't want to believe it in a way, because I... not in a way that I didn't want to believe what he was saying, but I couldn't believe that he was speaking to me, you know, because he was like, you, and I was like, oh my God. You know how, like, how when you might say hi to someone and you don't know they're saying hi to you or the person behind you? So I didn't know who he was talking to, you know, and I'm like looking around, and then he's like, no, you. And I was like, oh, that girl, they got her, you know, like, it's like, shh, they're gonna, something's gonna happen. And then he's like, no, you. And he was like looking at me at this point. He was looking at me straight in the eye. And I was like, he's like, what's your name? And I was like, Ashley. And he was like, God is just telling me to tell you this. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, oh, I felt like my eyes started getting teary right away. Like, he hadn't even spoken or anything. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I just know whatever it is he's going to tell me is like directly from God and something that I'm going to need to hear. So he said, everything that you have gone through, every pain that you have, like, experienced, it is all going to be used for the glory of God, and it is all a testimony. And at this time, like, when he was saying that, I had already gotten, you know, through a couple of, like, health issues, like, surgery-wise and just other things like that. And then he comes to tell me, and God is going to use you to speak to many girls. And because of you, because of the way that God uses you, those girls are going to be brought to salvation. And they're going to know Jesus because you are obedient to the word of God. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, literally no one, like, how is anyone going to know that but God? You know, like, I had constantly prayed, like, God, give me confirmation. That was the confirmation that I needed. And I got that confirmation, like, in that camp. And I just, like, instantly started crying because I was, like, a God planted seed in me, in my heart, just to, I love, like, sharing the word of God. And I love, like, being able to speak out on it. And when he just told me that, I was, like, God, thank you for the confirmation. And obviously, there was, like, it was camp. So a bunch of people heard it. You know, my friends heard it. My family heard it. And that's why my friends were keeping me accountable, too, because they were, when we would get together and we'd have, like, these, like, talks, you know, they would tell me, like, hey, God already gave you confirmation on your calling and you let it go. I don't think they said you let it go, but that's the way that I perceived it, because I did let it go. You know, I let go of what God had spoken over my life. I let go of the promise of God. And going back to, like, the way beginning of the story where I was writing this and I started crying because I was like, God, I really let go of what you spoke over my life. Like, I had been asking for confirmation and confirmation, and then I got it, and then I let go of it. You know, I was disobedient, and I let go of it, and I was like, there's nothing that hurts more than letting go of what God has personally called you to do. And it just felt like a heartache, like, so bad, like, because I was living with the fact that I let go of the calling that God had put in my life. You know, like, I knew that I had to record. Like, I knew that I had to share the word of God. I knew that I had to, like, you know, be bold in my faith and just speak out of obedience, but I wasn't doing it. And, like, it was just, like, a constant battle kind of within myself and me believing the lies of the enemy. In a way, I kind of was just, like, you know, like, living a life that I wasn't meant to live. Like I said, I was living an identity full of defeat, full of doubt, full of, like, an identity that did not belong to me, you know? And in this place of comfort, I also stopped living like Jesus Christ could come back any moment. And let me just say, that is such a horrible way to live, because the Bible calls us to live in a way that we're alert and vigilant of when Jesus Christ may come back, because we never know when Jesus Christ may come back. And we have to live in a way that constantly glorifies God, that we're constantly in this worship and in this devotion with Jesus Christ. And in the place of comfort that I was, like, you know, living in, I stopped living this way. Like, yes, like, I've been saying, like, I was reading my Bible, you know, I was, like, I thought I was being, like, a good Christian. I thought I was being, like, an average, like, I was, like, I'm an average good Christian. There's no such thing as average, like, what? Like, what is that? Like, I'm called to, like, be devoted. I'm called to, like, speak out, you know. I'm called to, like, just do what it is that I'm doing right now. And I am just so, like, thankful that God, like, opened my eyes. You know, he opened my eyes again. He opened my spiritual eyes. And it was just, like, you know, a process that I had to go through. And it was just, like, you know, me, like, being reminded of the goodness of God and just being reminded, like, hey, like, no, Ashley, like, come on, you are worthy. Like, you just need to hold on to what God has called you to do. And, like, it was hard, you know, because I was, like, truly believing the lies of the enemy. But what did help me was that I never let go of the, like, word of God, you know. Like, I made sure that I still, like, read the Bible. I made sure that I was still, like, you know, being intentional with that, because if I wouldn't have, I don't know what could have happened, you know. I don't know how much worse, like, my situation could have been, of, like, just in general, if that makes sense. And I love something my pastor once said, and oh my gosh, the sermons of my pastor, when he probably doesn't even know this, but when he hear this, he'll know. They were calling me out too, like, oh, his sermons have been, like, hitting me in every sort of way, but like oh, like, I needed to hear that, you know. And it was just, like, I remember there was this one, it was something kind of, my church notebook is, like, over here in my bookshelf, but it was something about how your miracles require you to move. And it was just kind of, there was a series about the promises of God and just everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, that's so true. Like, I've been so still, and I've, like, you know, it was just like when my pastor was preaching this, like, in service, I was just like, oh, yes, like, I'm not, like, doing, I'm not being obedient to the word of God. Like, I'm not moving. Like, I let go of my promise. Like, I let go of my calling of God, you know. And I was like, oh, I was just being confronted, like, every step of the way, like, literally. And it was even, like, came up to the point where people would be like, oh, you're actually the one that has a podcast, right? Even just hearing that, the one that has a podcast, I was like, I haven't recorded, I'm not doing what God has called me to do, you know. And it was just, like, me knowing that I needed to just get up, record again, and just walk in faith, and just, like, walk truly in the love of God again, and just pick up my true identity, and, like, pick up my cross again, you know. So my pastor once said, I determine the level of intimacy that I have with God. Oh, when he said that, I was like, oh my gosh, that is so deep. At first, I was kind of like, oh wait, like, I need to hear it again, you know. So I'll read it again. I determine the level of intimacy that I have with God. And that is true, because it has to come from us. Like, I have to be willing to want to be in devotion with God. I have to be willing to want to spend time with God. I have to be willing to put everything aside and set up some time so I can read the gospel. And I love how Proverbs describes it, that a wise person knows how to worship God, and a wise person knows how to just, where to find God. And that's finding God in a secret place, which is in prayer. And this also, I interpret it this in this way, that God is waiting for you with arms wide open. You know, it doesn't matter how far away you might have run away from the promise of God, how maybe you let go of what God has called you to do. Maybe you know what you have to do, but you're not doing it. But God is still literally waiting with arms wide open. God is, like, waiting for you to come back home. And I love that story where the son, he leaves his father and he asks for all his inheritance, but then he spends it in a very bad way. And then he comes back to his father, and the father sees him way over there. He runs to his son and he greets him with arms wide open like he had never left before. And that's the way that God sees us. He is waiting for you with arms wide open. He is waiting for you to come back to what he has called you to do, to come back to his promise and to just remain in his presence. And God is also opening the right doors. And one time I read this, it was one or the other, where it said like God has already opened the right doors, you just need to go through them. And something that I kind of like kept asking myself, you could say, was how deep in his presence are you willing to be? That's a question that I was asking myself, you know, like how deep in God's presence am I willing to be? And that's a question that you should ask yourself too, you know, like how deep are you willing to be in the presence of God? What are you willing to do to be in the presence of God? And how deeply do you desire to do the will of God? You know, how deeply do you desire to just be devoted to the calling that God has put in your life, that God has spoken over your life? How deeply are you willing to just let go of the things of the world and just fully be committed to what God has called you to do? And that was just something, you know, that I would constantly ask myself, like, Ashley, how deep do you want this? Like, how willing are you for God's presence? And I truly need to be in the presence of God each and every day. And I truly need the guidance of God each and every day, because I cannot do anything without the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And this may sound overwhelming, you know, the fact that I determine the level of intimacy that I have with God, the fact that in a way that it kind of requires us to have an action, and that action is to be devoted in the Word of God. And it's the action of choosing to just be in a continuing and genuine, authentic relationship with God. But there is such a powerful truth, and I read this truth right now that is found in 2 Corinthians 13. And the powerful truth is that Jesus Christ is in you. This powerful truth is more than enough to help us shift our focus. That's what I needed. You know, like when I was in this place of comfort, where I was in this place where I was believing and entertaining the lies of the enemy, I needed to reshift my focus. You know, I needed to be reminded of the promises of God, because the promises of God never leave you, but you might lose sight of them because you're focused on something else. And that's exactly what happened to me. And I was living a life as if Jesus Christ wasn't in me. And the powerful truth is that Jesus Christ dwells in you, that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we need to reshift our focus. This is another action that is required of us, and that's reshifting our focus, reshifting our mind to the goodness of God, and reshifting what God has initially set for our lives. And we have to focus on the personal calling that God has spoken over our life. And there's this powerful verse in Hebrews 10:16, and it says, "You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised." Oh, that is so powerful. You know, like when you're in the will of God, and this brings me back actually to another verse and another, it's 2 Peter verse 1-3. And Peter is reminding the church that we get to participate in the divine goodness of God, that we get to do that because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. And it is so filling that God literally promises his love for us, and that God has set the Holy Spirit over us. And we just need to reshift our focus, and we need to persevere in the walk that God has set before us. So I asked this question, what is God asking you to do? You know, what is God asking you to let go of? Is he asking you to move forward and step in faith? You know, is he asking you to share your testimony? Like, what is God commanding you to do that you haven't done? Because maybe you were entertaining the lies of the enemy, or because maybe you were living in this place of comfort, or because maybe you were scared of what people could think about you. What is it that you haven't done that God has spoken in your life that you need to do? Like, there is something that you need to do. There is something that you need to just speak out, you know. And you know you have to do it when you feel this heartache in your heart, where you feel this constant, like, just conviction, like, hey, you need to do this, like, where God is just constantly, like, calling you, like, you need to speak to that person, you need to love that person, you need to let go of this. And when you do that, when you walk in obedience, God blesses obedient people. God blesses those who follow him. God blesses those who serve him wholeheartedly. And the only right way to know what God is asking of you is in prayer. You know, that is the only right way. You know, maybe you need to ask God for confirmation. You know, maybe you're like, well, I'm doing this, but I don't know if it's what I have to do. Well, ask God for confirmation, because when you ask God, when you draw near to him, there's this verse that I love too that says, when I draw near to God, he draws near to me. So you need to draw near to God in prayer, and God will make things known to you. God will speak to you in clear ways. And when it's something of God, it will bring peace to your life, and you'll know it's truly from God, because God makes things pure. You'll know it's from God because God will open the right doors, and God will lead you, and the Holy Spirit will just guide you where it is that you need to go. And I also want to read this verse that's also found in Hebrews chapter 12, and it says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. So here, there's an important thing. And it says, first of all, we need to acknowledge that sin easily entangles. Sin takes you away from what God has called you to do. Sin prompts you to live in an identity that's not meant to be your identity. But then we're called to fix our eyes on Jesus. We're called to run with perseverance. We're called to just keep our sight on God. And we're called to attain to the promises of God and remain in the presence and the anointing of God. That was a word that was in my mind for the longest time, remain. And I actually, it's funny, like in one of my mirrors over there, I have the word remain. And I have the word remain, and I'll read exactly what I have up there. And it says, God said, remain in me. God's anointing remains in me. God's love remains in me. That is something that I just wrote up in my mirror, because I felt like I just constantly needed to be reminded that I need to remain in what God has spoken over my life, and I need to remain in the blessings of God. So I feel like this is a challenge. You know, it's definitely a challenge to let go of being in a comfort zone and stepping out in faith. You know, it's definitely a challenge, but this is where faith is seen. This is where your faith grows, and this is where your obedience grows as well. So I encourage you to pray and ask God to help you refocus on the calling that he has set for your life, to help you remain in his presence, and to just help you hold on, and to help you dwell in his word and in his presence. Ask God to blow life into your bones. That is a prayer that I constantly pray to, is God, blow life into these dry bones, because sometimes I feel like I'm just like living in like a constant cycle, kind of like, oh, again, and life again, and this again, and this again. But I'm like, God, I don't want to live in that way, you know? I don't want to live in such a way where I feel like it's just like life is repeating over and over again, you know? So I pray this prayer. I'm like, God, blow life into these dry bones, because I need to move, because I need to just do what it is that you have called me to do, because I need to act in obedience, and I need to act in faith, and ask God to anoint you with the Holy Spirit. If something has to break in your life, then let it break and let God move in your life. The thing is that we have to let God move in our lives, and we have to let God do what it is that he wants to do in our lives, and that is the will of God. And before I end, I want to read something that I read in this book once, and when I read this, I was like, oh, this is just beautiful. And it says, outside the will of God, there is nothing I want, and in the will of God, there is nothing I fear. That is beautiful, because we just want to live in the will of God, and we just want to do what God wants us to do. And there's also this Spanish worship song that I love, and it says something about like, the presence of God is more than enough. And if I just have God's presence, that's all I want. And that is so true. You know, like, there is no greater thing than being anointed and then to be in the presence of God. And also, you know, what I read right now, that we shouldn't fear anything in the will of God. That is so true, because God knows exactly where to place us. God has placed us in the right moments with the right people, and God will use me according to his calling, and God will use me according to his will. And that should give you comfort. That should bring you comfort, knowing that God holds you, knowing that God is just sitting on his throne, just looking over you, and that he loves you. It is empowering to know that you are a child of God, and to know that you are anointed, and to know that you are loved, and that you are the daughter, son of the Most High King. And this was it for this episode. You know, maybe it was a challenging one. You know, it was definitely challenging for me. Like, there was just so many like setbacks too that I kept like encountering along the way. But I would just make sure that I like surrounded myself with prayer, you know, like, God, like, I really need your help, because it is challenging, you know. No, it is challenging. It, I just like genuinely every day I ask God, I'm like, God, please renew my strength. Like, God, just help me. Like, I am just, you know, trying to like, you know, be better in every aspect too, like, in a way, like, we are called to live like Jesus Christ. So I'm like, God, just help me love more, you know, help me have this heart to serve, and just help me have my heart in a posture of worship and in a posture where I can just, you know, be in your presence over and over again. So that was it for today, and I'm so happy. Like, truly, my heart is rejoicing right now that I just, you know, finally like snapped out of whatever comfort zone I was in, whatever lies of the enemy. I was like, I cannot believe lies of the enemy anymore. I recently saw the movie Inside Out 2, and you know, where it's like, anxiety, you need to let her go. In a way, I was like, laziness, you need to let me go. Fear, you need to let me go. Like, doubt, you need to let me go. You know, I was like, I need to surround myself, and I need to hold on to the biblical truths of God. So I just encourage that we all remain in prayer and in constant devotion, seeking more of God. And yeah, that was it for today. So there is a lot more that I want to talk about, because when I wasn't recording, there was a lot of things that I was writing, you know, that, and I would read and I was like, oh my gosh, this hit maybe more challenging things to talk about. But I definitely do have a lot that I want to share that I didn't share when I wasn't recording, you know, but I am so excited for that though. And it just feels so good to finally record and to just finally be here. I am so happy. But yes, oh my gosh, thank you so much for watching or listening, and welcome back. I am back, we're back, you know, this is God's goodness, and this is God's grace, I just love you guys, and I'm just so, so happy, like, my heart literally rejoicing right now. So yes, thank you so much. God bless you.